Since that thing last spring, I mean. I glowered, but not at Kim. It wasn't her fault that my main employer, Karen Murphy, the director of special investigations at the Chicago PD, hadn't called me for consulting work in more than a month. Most of my living for the past few years had come from serving as special consultant to SI, but after a fracas last spring involving a dark wizard fighting a gang war for control of Chicago's drug trade, work with SI had slowly tapered off, and with it, my income. I don't know why Murphy hadn't called me in as often. I had my suspicions, but I hadn't got the chance to confront her about them yet. Maybe it wasn't anything I'd done. Maybe the monsters had gone on strike. Yeah, right. The bottom line was I was strapped for cash. I'd been eating ramen noodles and soup for too many weeks. The steaks Mac had prepared smelled like heaven, even across the room. My belly protested again, growling its Neolithic craving for charred meat. But I couldn't just go and eat the dinner without giving Kim the information she wanted. It's not that I never welched on a deal, but I'd never done it with anyone human, and definitely not with someone who looked up to me. Sometimes I hate having a conscience, and a stupidly thorough sense of honor. All right, I sighed. Let me get the dinner, and I'll tell you what I know. Kim's round cheeks dimpled again.